Welcome back to RSN Central. Can't wait for the Jericho on Sunday afternoon. It's become one of the highlights for mine anyway of the racing season. And Anthony Manton, we know him pretty well as the voice of country racing in New South Wales, especially in the southern part of New South Wales. He does a terrific job there. He's a wonderful judge of a thoroughbred. And he has got a terrific eye of buying and purchasing tried horses. And he's got a little bit of, he's got a bloodstock business, and he has done extremely well in identifying horses like Will to Excel and getting them into races like the Jericho. And Anthony Manton joins us now here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Morning, Gareth. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about your bloodstock business. I never knew you had this.
Myself and my business partner, Mitch Lloyd, who's a great judge of a horse himself, we both had a bit of luck buying tried horses and getting a result and moving them on. And then earlier this year, we sort of joined heads and decided to make it a business. So we created Patriot Bloodstock. We're now a licensed syndication company. We went out and backed ourselves and spent our own money on horses. And Will to Excel was one of the first few horses that we bought. And we're having a great run with him at the moment. We've got five horses currently in work. There's a couple of two-year-olds there, and there's pretty much only Will to Excel that's sort of up and going at the moment. There's a few that aren't too far away. But, so Patriot Bloodstock, just a little side business outside of my Sky Racing commitments, together with a good friend and a very smart man in Mitch Lloyd, who was sort of the brains behind it. And we both got together and, yeah, proud of what we've got now.
So will you just purchase tried horses, or will you go to the yearling sales?
Well, we've both had luck with tried horses in the past, so we sort of focused on them in the short term. But we do have two yearlings currently. So we've bought a couple of horses that they're ready to run and yearling sales, and we'll definitely sort of down the track go for both. But there's an English Digital sale on this afternoon, so we'll be doing our best to pick up another one or two there as well.
I think the tried horses are exciting anyway for new owners, because you can quickly turn them around. You might not necessarily find your champion, Anthony, but you can have a lot of fun quickly with them.
Yeah, and it's trying to identify horses that, with a change of environment and with a low enough benchmark, you can get a result with them and then perhaps move them on once they've met their mark. But Will to Excel is a good example of that. We got him as a benchmark 50 horse. And Mitch was sort of the one that really pushed for Will to Excel. He'd followed his career, he liked him. He became available on an English Digital, and Mitch pushed for him, and myself and James Ponsonby, who does a great job training our horses primarily, backed it. And we've had a great run with him. He's won a couple in a row, and now we're running in a $300,000 race on Sunday, and he's a big chance.
So when you purchased him from that sale, the Inglis online sale, did you have the Jericho in mind for him?
No, we didn't at all. We just knew that he had a low enough benchmark that if we placed him right and looked after him, that there was definitely a couple of wins there, and we could get a result. We paid $8,000 for him, so we didn't spend a lot of money.
Yeah,
$8,000 on a tried horse, and we thought, well, if we can get a couple of wins out of this horse, we've made our money back and some, and then we'll perhaps move him on. A lot of the former owners in the horse with the previous trainer stayed in, and a couple of guys that I know have become involved as well, and guys that you would definitely know. And then when we tried him out at Orange, he won over 2,100 metres. He did it pretty easy. And then I kind of looked ahead, and there was this race at Wagga, and I knew that if he performed well in that race at Wagga, the winner of that race last year, Dan Buller, ran third in the Jericho. So we sort of floated the idea, hey, if he can run the distance here at Wagga, he'll pretty much get a start in the Jericho. And the winner of that race last year ran third in the Jericho. So we might be onto something. And here we are.
It's a great story. So when did he... So when did James say to you, I think he's a little bit better than an $8,000 buy?
I don't think he's even said that at all yet.
Okay.
But we're just riding the wave, to be fair. And I think he definitely surprised us a bit when he won out at Orange. He just sort of tracked up and he just smoked and he blew him away one by five or six lengths. And we're like, wow, what do we got here? And then we wanted to see him do it again. And I must admit, I was a bit skeptical, because he's a horse that he hasn't been that consistent throughout his career. And then when we went to Wagga over 3,200 metres, I wanted to see him do it again, to believe it. And he did it again. And I remember talking to Matthew Carles, who's been riding him his last couple of races, and his feedback was terrific. And he said something that that sort of made us think that we were onto something. He said that Brendan Ward, who rode Bar Morale at Wagga, was travelling on the turn, and he thought he looked the winner, and we just went past Bar Morale like it was standing still. So after that, we sort of started to believe that we've got a horse that's right in the zone at the moment, and he can stay a bit. He's got a turn of foot, so... You know, the Jericho's not beyond him,
No, you carry 65, and he's got to get 4,600 metres. He's the son of So You Think. Can he do that? Or can he? He'll get the 4,600 metres, yeah. But can he run it quick enough?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I've actually done a fair bit of research the last few days and watched the last few runnings of the Jericho. It looks to me as though there's a real threshold around about that sort of 3,800, 3,900 metre mark. And last year's winner, Count Zero, and the second and third horse sort of hit the front, 700, 800 metres out, and the rest of them just sort of dropped out. So there's that real threshold around that sort of 3,800, 4,000 metre mark. There's nothing to suggest that he won't run it. And he's got a turn of foot, which is pretty rare for a horse over those longer distances. So... look, if he's right there with them at the 600 or 800 metre point and still on the bit and travelling, I think he'll shake the life out of it.
No, it's exciting. So that the Jericho, as I pointed out at the top of this interview, has become one of my favourite races of the season, and Racing Victoria have just confirmed that they will continue on the funding for the Jericho Cup going forward. So it's worth $300,000 now, and it holds a significant... Well, it's been inspired by a significant part in our history of this great country. So it's worth $300,000, $150,000 to the winner. So this would be some story if you can pull this off. And it's basically an $8,000 buy. It's fourth or fifth run for you, and you pull off the Jericho, because a lot of people have purchased horses for this race and they've paid some pretty handy money for a horse to compete in a race like this, and now they're coming from New Zealand to compete in the Jericho.
Oh, it'd be huge, certainly for our business, Gareth Patriot Bloodstock. I mean, we've only been going for 6 or 8 months, so it's a massive thing for our business if he was able to win. And this is what we set out trying to do, you know, turn over tried horses and get a result. But it might be a little while before we get a horse running in another $300,000 race. It's a terrific race for these type of horses, because, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of them are just, you know, plodders, and they're not going to reach great heights, but it's terrific prize money for that class of horse. And we've got a little horse that's coming good at the right time. He gets in with he gets in on the minimum at 65, but it's the minimum compared to horse like Will John. And we've got Lee Horner to ride, and he rode True Marvel to win the other week at Moonee Valley, and it's a French bred. So we were pretty pleased to hear that True Marvel was a French bred and couldn't run in the race. And then Lee didn't have a ride, and he was pretty keen to team up with our horse, similar style of horse, and I think Lee's style will suit Will to excel. So
did you go chasing Lee, or did Lee chase you?
Well, we had a few in mind, but then when we sort of watched that race on Friday night, and James Ponsonby in particular, our trainer, thought that his style would suit our horse, because he doesn't need a vigorous sort of rider, Will to excel. He'll do it all himself, and he just needs someone to sort of encourage him the last you know, couple of furlongs, but be kind to him. He doesn't need someone that's going to be quite vigorous on him. And James seemed to think that Lee would suit his racing style and his pattern. And we're thrilled to get him, because he's obviously very well accomplished jockey, heavyweight jockey, and he rode True Marvel and won by big space. So, we're thrilled to get him.
And James Ponsonby is a great story as well. Former harness racing trainer that's turned to the thoroughbreds, and he's kicking plenty of goals there, Anthony.
Yeah.
What impressed you most about James?
Well, as you know, and as you said at the top of our interview, I cover the races in southern New South Wales, and James travels his horses there quite a bit. And he came on the scene sort of 12, 18 months ago, and just started with a bang, trained 12 or 15 winners in his first 3 months and was at the top of the, you know, country trainers list in a very short period of time. And James is based at the Oaks, the other side of Camden, and my business partner, Mitch Lloyd, is sort of out that way. So it just made sense that we could have a trainer that was based within sort of driving range for both of us to get out to do updates. And it's 20 minutes from where Mitch lives. It's about an hour away from where I'm at. And James has still got that country status. So although he's at the Oaks, it's not too far from Sydney. He's still considered a country-based trainer. So our horses are eligible for highways and races like that and championships. So it made sense to have someone that had that country status but was still close enough for us to get to the stables every week or every fortnight to do updates for our clients and our owners. But not only that, he's just a terrific horseman and a good guy with a young family and doing his best just like us. And it just made sense to team up at the same time and make our success and his success together. We'll grow together.
Even if he finishes last, you get half your purchase price back, basically. It's $4,000 for 14th.
It's not a bad little earn. There's an earn there. I think second and third prize money would be terrific as well. But I've had a bit of a look at the form and look, Will John's the horse to beat, no doubt about it. But if you go back 12 months, Will John was winning similar races to Will to Excel at the same time. So just drawing a line through that, I think our horse is as good a chance as any. And we'll be down there and doing it for New South Wales. He's the only horse from New South Wales in the race. So we'll be, you know, we're doing it for the Blues.
Yep, terrific story. Will you be heading to Warrnambool?
I will be. I'm burning the candle like you wouldn't believe. I've got to call the races at Wagga on Saturday. We're a bit short-staffed this time of year, so I've still got to get to Wagga and call the races Saturday, and then I'll be in the hire car after the last at Wagga, driving straight to Tullamarine. My business partner's got a car for us from Tullamarine Airport, and one of our other clients is coming with us Sunday morning, and we'll turn around and come back on Monday. So it'll be a rush trip, but we'll be there. There's about half a dozen other owners will do Excel that are making the trip down as well. So you won't miss us for anyone that's at Warrnambool on Sunday afternoon. Are you going down?
No, I can't get there, but I'll be in... I've got to go to Sydney for the Interdominion and do the thrill of the chase show. So I wish I could get there, but I'm definitely going to get there next year. And it's a great racing town, Anthony, Warrnambool.
I've never been there. Not to Warrnambool. Obviously, watch the carnivals and that on when they're on every year, but I've never been to Warrnambool. So, don't know that we'll get too much time to see the town, but we'll see enough of it anyway.
They'll look after you, mate, in Warrnambool. They always do. We wish you the best of luck with Will to Excel. It's a great story. The son of High Chaparral, a former harness racing trainer turned to the gallops, James Ponsonby in charge. So I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks so much, Gareth. Appreciate it. Good to chat.
There's Anthony Manton. He's kicking plenty of goals in his business life these days with Patriot Blackstock, and also he's one of the better callers going around.